104.7, Andy and Mal. It is 7:04. We're going to top out at 72 today as I almost hiccup and burp at the same time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Love it when that happens. Hey, good morning. It's 7:04. Okay.
I wish you would have done it, though.
No, it would have been gross. No.
I want to hear a hiccup burp.
Never heard a hiccup burp?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard you do it before.
Spell hiccup burp.
H-I-C-C-U-B-U-R-P.
That's how I'd spell it. So, last night, presidential debate, blah, 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 blah. If you haven't made up your mind by now.
Right?
I don't know.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
I mean, it's only been going on for the last 2 years.
Like, I don't know how you could not have made up your mind by now.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Like, the debates are really going to matter.
If you missed it, here's basically all the best zingers and lines from the debate last night.
You are familiar with jobs being shipped overseas because you invested in companies that were shipping jobs overseas. If we had taken your advice, Governor Romney, about our auto industry, we'd be buying cars from China instead of selling cars to China.
We don't want another Iraq. We don't want another Afghanistan. That's not the right course for us. I congratulate him on taking out Osama bin Laden and going after the leadership in Al-Qaeda. But we can't kill our way out of this mess.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat. Because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. In the 1980s or now, calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
And I have clear eyes on this. I'm not going to wear rose-colored glasses when it comes to Russia or Mr. Putin. And I'm certainly not going to say to him, I'll give you more flexibility after the election. After the election, he'll get more backbone.
You mentioned the Navy, for example, and that we have fewer ships than we did in 1916. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Fewer horses and bayonets.
Okay. That was so boring.
Yeah. That's why I only did it for 1 minute. We were talking about words that make you sound stupid. I got an email from Jessica.
Yeah.
She said, you know what drives me crazy? Crazy? And I meant crazy. And people do it every day is the incorrect use of theirs. Not just there.
Oh.
Which people will screw up typing all the time,
right,
or writing.
Right.
But there's a lot of people instead of there are a lot of people. Or there are a lot of people. I don't think that's an actual contraction, though. There are.
I don't think so.
I don't think that is.
Hmm.
But yeah, I never thought about that one. There is a lot of people. Yeah, it is there are.
Yeah, I guess it
there
yeah.
is sounds right because you think it's lot is the word that the is talking about.
Yes.
I forget how to conjugate sentences and whatnot. But
it's been a while.
Yeah. But yeah, there is a lot.
There are a lot?
Yeah. Technically, it should be are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, sorry. We're going to probably keep doing that one, too.
Probably.
The, yeah, there's...
Actually, we'll try not to.
Actually, that accident that... Actually... Like, we'll literally try not to.
But basically, we won't.
That accident is at the corner of Maple and T. Ellis Road.
Oh, okay.
So, now
Thank
we have
you.
An intersection to stay away from there. Okay, there was another thing I was going to get to here real quick. Two 59-year-old women in southern India just applied for the Guinness World Record for world's lowest salary. And these girls have a shot.
Okay.
The women have been cleaning toilets in a government building since 1971. Their starting salary back in 1971 was 28 cents a month.
Are you kidding?
And it stayed there for 41 years.
Excuse me?
They've made $3.36 a year, or a total of $137.76 over the last four decades.
How is that possible?
Labor's cheap in China, or in India. Why do you think all the call centers are over there?
Yeah. Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
How do they survive? I don't even get it.
I don't know. There's a lot of poor people in India, too.
Wow.
So?
They'll probably win.
They'll probably win?
Mm-hmm.
What? Win what?
The Guinness World Record.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what they're after?
I don't think they're winning it. It's whether or not they
said it.
I thought you were referring back to the words that make you sound stupid. And I'm like, okay. All right. Well, we've got
that was fun.
News. It was a good time. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Sorry about that.
We've got news coming up. Another prostitution bust. They got the details on that on the way. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:22. We're going to top out today at 72. A little foggy this morning. There's an accident at 57. No, not 57. T. Ellis and Maple. Basically right near Ellis. So there's that. Be careful if you're driving. Well, you don't have to be careful. Just know it's going to take you a little longer to get where you're going this morning.
A quarter mile visibility out there.
Yeah, it's a little hairy. So Huffington Post put together a list of the supposed 15 best twist endings in movies.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm just going to list them rather than spoil the endings for anybody.
Okay.
Because some of these...
Aren't they all ones that... Or a little older.
But if you haven't seen them.
Okay.
Psycho is on the list. I just watched that for the first time. Like last year around Halloween, about a year ago.
I don't care to watch it.
Psycho 1960. It's not that scary. The older the movie, the less scary it is by today's standards, honestly.
Well, maybe a little.
Planet of the Apes. Twist ending. Here's one I've actually seen several times and love this movie, Seven.
That's with
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman.
I don't know if
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Seen that one.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
You're kind of creepy.
It is a little creepy. It's a very creepy movie. It is not for the faint at heart. The Crying Game. I never saw that one.
Don't remember.
But yeah, I don't either. The Village, 2004. Never saw that one. The Departed, 2006.
Nope.
Nope, I didn't see that either. The Usual Suspects, 1995.
Sounds familiar. Who was in that one?
Yeah, never saw it.
Okay.
The Sixth Sense.
That does have a twist ending when you first see it.
The first time you see it. The twist has been ruined.
It has. It has.
I don't think I'm ruining it by saying he was dead the whole time.
He was. That's why he was seeing dead people.
That's why he could talk to the cute little kid.
Yeah.
He was dead, too. I see dead people.
But when I first watched it and I didn't know that,
yeah,
I was like, whoa!
Yeah, it was a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The Game, did you ever see that one?
The Game.
With Michael Douglas and Sean Penn.
What's it about?
It's basically his wife bought this experience for him where he's getting chased and people are trying to kill him. And
I've not seen that
one. It's a great movie.
Interesting.
And then it kind of gets carried away.
Ew.
Yeah. What are some of the worst endings in movies ever?
Hmm.
I mean, I haven't seen
most of
this list, but
most of the movies that I choose to watch
have cheesy, predictable endings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to live in that fantasy world.
Uh-huh. Like 50 First Dates?
Yeah.
You knew they were going to get together at the end?
Duh.
I love that movie, though.
I do, too. I DVR'd it.
I just
watched it the other day.
I don't know what it is. I just like that movie. Maybe it's because it takes place in Hawaii.
Or you could be Wayne's World and have, you know, alternative endings. You know,
yeah,
and have all different endings. That's a nice idea for the end of movies.
I'm trying to think of horrible movie endings, and I am kind of coming up blank.
I can't think of any.
I can't
either.
Think of one that's really let me down.
Because I seriously, I watch romantic comedies and stuff,
and the ending's always the same.
They're pretty much.
It's always the same.
Every once in a while, they throw one out there where the guy doesn't
see
get the girl.
A romantic comedy where everybody leaves unhappy.
Well, that wouldn't be a romantic comedy anymore.
It still could be.
Not really. It'd be like a drama or something, or I don't know.
No, it wouldn't. If you do it comically.
I suppose.
You know, like,
do it comically.
If maybe she got hit by a purple scion.
Yeah. If you did it like 50 Ways to Die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose you could do it that way.
50 Ways to Say Goodbye.
Oh, sorry. 50 Ways to Say Goodbye. Excuse me.
If you've got any idea for a movie with a horrible ending, I would love to know what they are, because I don't. I'm just drawing a blank. There's probably some I'm gonna
go
be like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I watch comedies and romantic comedies.
Like Top Gun was kind of, it was cheesy. It was the ending you saw coming. You know, they win the day. Woo. Or Rudy. That's a lame ending.
Rudy.
Half of it's not even true.
Shut up already.
And then, Titanic.
Well, if you didn't see that coming, there was something wrong with you. I mean, like, seriously.
What an obvious ending to the movie. Jeez.
I mean,
the boat sank,
obviously,
really?
Obviously, you didn't pay any attention to school at all. Yeah. Like, if you didn't know about that.
Worst ending movie you can think of. What is it? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. It's 727, hot104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on hot104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:41. We're going to top out at 72 today. Got to crack the vault again here Friday. Today's number to crack the vault is 9. Niner.
Not no. 9.
Niner. Know all three numbers on Friday, if there are three numbers. Because you'll probably forget when I'm gone Thursday.
I didn't forget when you were gone.
Okay.
Whatever week you were gone.
You can win a $50 party tab to the vault. Okay, so...
Nate will remind me.
Movies with the most horrible endings ever. What movie endings did you hate? I was coming up with nothing. Because most movies, I've only seen like once. Like I got a text here that said, I Am Legend. I honestly don't remember how that movie ends. I remember seeing it and enjoying it. I don't remember how it ends. That's my biggest problem with most of these.
I know.
Because if I only saw them once, I don't remember how it ended.
And it's been a while.
Yeah. I got an email from Jessica, says Titanic.
Really?
Horrible movie ending.
Really?
Why did Jack have to die? Come on. We all know the boat was going to sink, but Jack could have lived, or she could have been pregnant with his love child or something.
No.
Well, why did Jack have to die? Well... They were just on Mythbusters. Yeah, he could have survived on that if they had strapped a life jacket underneath.
Yeah.
The Mythbusters found that out, and James Cameron was on Mythbusters with them. And remember what he said, why Jack had to die?
I think you guys are missing the point here. The script says Jack dies. He has to die. So maybe we screwed up, and the board should have been a little tiny bit smaller, but the dude's going down.
I can't argue with that.
No.
No.
Yep.
Because that's what the script says.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was wrote.
Toy Story 3, I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah?
I think somebody should have bought it in the incinerator.
Really? You wanted to make kids cry?
Somebody. One.
You wanted to make kids cry?
Like one of the insignificant characters.
Really?
Like maybe one of those little, the crane. Maybe
really?
One of those guys.
No. No. Are you serious?
Yeah. Why not?
You
why
want to make... You
why
want to
do
make,
all movies have to end happy?
Do you want to make your child cry?
Not necessarily.
What's wrong with you?
I should have known my mom was going to email in. City of Angels. She hates that the ending of that movie.
I like that movie, though.
It's a good movie, yeah.
I don't remember exactly how it ends.
I don't either. Somebody died. It ends badly.
Well, he was dead.
I don't remember how it ended. That's another one I saw one time back in the day, and I don't remember how the hell it ended.
Angel.
That's
he was
right.
Dead.
Wasn't he with Meg Ryan before he died and became an angel?
No.
I don't remember
no.
how that movie went either.
No. Huh.
Let's see here. Jessica is on the phone. How are you, Jessica?
Good.
So, what movie has a horrible ending?
Message in a Bottle.
Never saw it.
I probably did.
It's a. Is that a romantic comedy or a horrible dramatic?
It's a romantic comedy. It's the one where the newspaper writer finds a message in the bottle that the guy writes to his wife that had passed away, and they get together.
He gets together with his dead wife?
What was that?
He gets together with his dead wife?
No, he gets together with the reporter and they start a romance.
Oh,
but
okay.
He has to let go of the dead wife first, and he starts doing that, and he builds a boat, and he is going to go see the reporter at the end, and he ends up dying. dying at sea.
The reporter does?
No, the guy does.
Oh, that's a good ending.
Why do you think that's a good ending?
Because they can't always live happily ever after.
Why can't
people?
He's
making the journey to find love, and he ends up dying.
Why can't people just have happily ever after?
It just goes to show you're better off being a lonely hermit the rest of your life.
Well, I think that's what I'm going to end up being.
If you fall in love, you're just going to end up dying at sea.
Wow. Thanks for making everybody's Tuesday great today.
Thanks for the call, Jessica.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's totally going to be me, a hermit.
Dying a lonely hermit?
Yep.
Mm.
I have a feeling.
I just got a little pop-up here that says there's an accident at 41st and Marion. Perfect timing for that.
Yeah.
Right here at 7:45. Let's see here. Jared is on the phone. How are you, Jared?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So a movie with a horrible ending.
The Mist.
The Mist. I don't think I saw that one.
No.
People keep calling with movies I have not seen.
I know. Apparently we need to see more movies.
Well, how does it end? Like, why is it a crappy ending?
I didn't like it because it was a Stephen King novel, and they wrote it, so at the very end, like, the mist starts to disappear, and he's killed everybody in the car. So, and then...
Creepy.
Yeah, it's just really weird. It changed how the book, how the Stephen King book ended, so...
I do dislike it when there's a huge deviation. I get that sometimes things work better in books than in movies, and to make a movie or a TV show work, you gotta change it, but...
Right.
But when it's a complete and total deviation from it, like The Shawshank Redemption is almost completely straight out of the book, except Morgan Freeman's character is a white guy with red hair named Red.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, it's pretty much identical.
Exactly.
And
that one worked.
Yeah, but
in the book, it was a great ending because they kind of just left it open, like because the monsters come out of the mist or whatever, and then they're just holed up in a hotel room.
Yeah.
But in the movie, they actually made an ending.
I like...
Not good.
I like it when there isn't... When things are open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know exactly what happens. It lets you think about it and create your own story.
It lets a possibility of another...
A sequel?
Sequel, too.
Yeah, I suppose. Thanks for the call, Jared.
Yep, thanks.
Bye. Movies that have horrible endings, what one do you think sucks? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. We have another list coming up. We created this one.
Mm-hmm.
Our five worst musical acts of all time. We will get to that just after 8 o'clock. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal at 7:56. A little foggy this morning. Sunny, 72 later on. We were talking about the most horrible endings to movies. And the funny thing is, I'm feeling so stupid. Like, half of the movies we're getting, I've seen, and I can't remember how they ended.
Don't feel bad, because it's the same way for me.
Stacy emailed in and said, City of Angels reminded me of the ending. Nick Cage falls in, he becomes human. He was an angel, becomes human, so that he can be with Meg Ryan, and then she gets hit by a truck on her bicycle.
Oh, that's right.
And dies, so not a great ending, according to Stacy or my
right.
mom.
I agree. That was not a good way to end.
But the movie can't be a tragedy. There's comedies and there's tragedies, and you know, it's like the two faces of, you know, acting, comedy and the tragedy. It's still interesting, is it not?
Yeah,
you maybe hate
sad.
It. Yeah. Because everybody lives happily ever after.
Nobody really does.
I got another text that said the whole story plot of Titanic is horrible in the sense that they glamorized a cheating fiance.
What?
Not exactly. That is one way of looking at it.
Did they watch the movie?
The other way of looking at it is
she broke up with
him. She got out of an abusive arranged marriage.
He was such a jerk face.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Bad.
Movies you thought had horrible endings, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Carrie's on the phone. How are you, Carrie?
Good. I was calling to remind you how I Am Legend ends.
How did I Am Legend end?
They find the cure to fix everybody, and he has that little alcove thing, the brick oven type thing, that is explosion-proof or whatever, and he sticks the girl and the kid in there, and then he blows himself and his lab and all the bad guys up.
And they didn't get the cure?
Well, no, but that thing is... Well, they did, but that oven type thing that the girl and the kid were in was explosion proof. So after the explosion died down, then they traveled to wherever they got that message from, where there was a whole bunch of other people that weren't contaminated.
Oh, okay.
Secure.
I saw that movie. That's not even that old of a movie, and I don't remember that ending.
Well, remember, he has that
room. I don't recall
it. He has that room with the glass wall or whatever in it. And the monster guys are all busting through the glass to come in.
I remember that, but I just don't remember the ending. That's so weird. I never realized I don't remember the endings of movies I only saw once.
It works.
I know. Girl, what is up with that?
I got to rewatch a bunch of movies.
With the cure, but...
You'll start watching it and then it'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember this part. Well, thanks for the call.
I think the worst part of that movie, though, is the dog dies.
Oh, the dog always dies, though. The dog has to die.
That's so sad.
Oh, I know. It's been happening since Old Yeller.
Still sad.
Thanks for the call, Carrie.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Another one I just thought of that has a bad ending to me is The Abyss.
Oh, yeah.
Like the reason I think it should be bad, it's bad, is because too many people survived.
Oh, really? That's why you think it's bad?
Yeah. It was just too tidy. I mean, the ending was good. You know, because what's his name? Ed Harris. He goes down in that suit where he's breathing water. Okay.
It's so weird. But I do like the floating face thing of water. Whatever.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Another one I'm getting a ton of is The Breakup. Jennifer Aniston, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they don't get back together,
pretty much,
right?
Everybody says, I hate that they didn't end up together.
Yeah.
I thought that was what made it great.
No.
It was different. They always...
Gosh.
Name another movie where the happily ever after doesn't happen in a romantic comedy. They always end up together. Or they end up with a person they didn't think they needed to be with, but ended up with them.
I don't know why you have a problem with people having a happily ever after.
Because
someday
it's
I would
not
like to have
interesting.
One. I would like to have one. I think that would be interesting to me, to have a real happily ever after.
Dylan's on the phone. How are you, Dylan?
Oh, pretty damn good.
So, movie that you think has a crappy ending?
Castaway.
Castaway. I don't know. I like the ending of that one.
Well, why did
Wilson
have to die?
Nice.
And here I thought you were talking about him getting, what's her face back? Helen Hunt.
Oh, no, I mean, she kind of cheated on her husband in that one, but...
Well, she thought he was dead.
Yeah,
you can't blame him for that.
But why did the volleyball have to die?
You are right about that, Dylan. I'll give you that.
He
Thanks
found
for the call.
An air pump or something.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I
seriously.
You're right. Wilson didn't need to die.
A pump, you know.
We have allegedly. If Mel can find music for her list, we'll have our five most horrible musical acts of all time. But I'm going to end up doing your work for you, aren't I?
I tried.
Okay.
It's loading, but it's not working.
Okay.
Something's wonky with my computer.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.